Hi, everyone, and welcome to JSA TV and JSA Podcast. We're joining you here today on day one of ITW in National Harbor, where we have great guests joining us today, like Luke McGregor, who's here with me from 5G Networks, Chief Sales Officer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, first of all, before we get into it, sure. I mean, I believe you said this is your fourth or fifth ITW.
Yeah.
How's the show going so far?
Really busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always really intense coming to these events, especially seeing lots of Australians coming to these events. Yeah. I see them more here than I do back at home.
Yeah.
So it's really good.
Yeah. And as you said, Australia, it's a long journey for
it
you
yeah.
over here. So this is a great opportunity, hopefully, for any of our viewers who may not know about 5G networks, if you could tell us just a little bit about the work that you're doing.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're a boots on the ground provider, MIT space. We basically are the providers of engineers and people that go to site, remote hands across Australia in every capital city. We also service regional areas as well. We've got 90 field technicians that are purely set for servicing our customer base and anyone that's outside of Australia that doesn't have connected people around. So, yeah.
Yeah. And some of the things that are important, I think, across the industry for, anyone who's talking is obviously reliability, uptime.
Yeah.
Why are these things so important?
I think from a redundancy point of view, customers these days need reliability when it comes to network. They can't afford to have networks going down all the time. They need to be stable and reliable. And that goes the same with, our data centers and our diversified networks across the country, not just in Australia. Singapore, Tokyo, LA and New Zealand is our connected peering points. We stand by reliability and customer service. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so critical, the service that you're providing. It's the difference between how people are doing business day
Absolutely.
To day. And so just to sort of step, I guess I was going to say back, but more like up a little bit and look back.
Down for Australia.
Down, yeah, right. That's right. We often, when we're at these shows, it's an opportunity to talk with folks about what are some of the big trends globally that are happening, and then also how that's different or the same in particular regions. What are you seeing in Australia?
I think a lot of the outside companies, especially internationals, are coming to Australia because it's sort of in the middle of Asia and the middle of America. And it's sort of a spot that has, power requirements for the high usage needs in data centers today. I think for us, the trends in regards to transit, DC space, flexibility and reliability, I think is really crucial. We sit there and think that Australia is this big land of opportunity, but it's an opportunity for providers to come into the country and start to expand dramatically when it comes to power consumption, capacity requirements, and diversified options. So yeah.
Yeah. And so when you're dealing with many of these folks, some of whom you're describing, customer service becomes super important. You're chief sales officer.
Yep.
You know all about this, right? And so thinking about customer service and reliability, how do you build that into your proposition at 5G Networks?
I think, you need to have a differentiator in your business. And I think, a lot of companies grow dramatically. We've had 18 acquisitions in our business since 2016.
Oh, wow.
We listed it on the ASX in 2017. So, for us, we sit back and say, why are we different? And the biggest thing for us is we're different because we connect our services for our customers very quickly. We have a stable network, and also customer service is really crucial to retain that customer base. So when someone says to me, Luke, why do you love your job? It's because, we can turn around and actually have a hand on our heart and say that we deliver a really good service for our customers.
Yeah.
And that's what's missing today. I think it's a big thing that we need to really take care of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree. And so thank you,
no
by
problems.
The way, I know so busy. I really appreciate,
okay.
we all appreciate that you were able to take a few minutes here to tell us a little bit about your organization.
I've actually got a bit of an exclusive for you as well.
Oh, you do? I was just going to say, is there anything you want
to... So basically any customers that come into our data centers, we're offering any dark fiber connectivity to about 50 data centers across Australia for free. So it's included in the package.
Oh, wow.
So we're offering any dark fiber across country now in our data centers towards any other DC providers. So
wow.
That's amazing.
Oh, hot off the press. Thank you.
Yeah, no problems.
You stole the words out of my mouth. I was like, what can you tell us?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's amazing. And wow, you've been busy and you'll continue to be busy, I'm sure. We look forward to seeing you throughout the week and as the years progress to see how things are continuing to move forward.
Thank you so much for having me and thanks for watching.
Yeah. And thank you to our viewers for tuning in to JSA TV. Happy networking.
Happy networking.